If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I want to go here now. You may remember that not so long ago, in fact, about a couple of days ago, we spoke to the mayor of Tshwane, and we were celebrating some of the wonderful gains. Hammanskraal was one such a case where we spoke about the fact that there was now running water in parts of Hammanskraal. Well, lots of you had gone to social media and were posting photographs of water that didn't look so clean after all. Well, there was an explanation. And so the Department of Water and Sanitation, as well as the mayor, they got together to try and get to the bottom of what actually happened. On the line with us, the City of Tshwane spokesperson, Selby Bukaba. Thank you so much, Mr. Bukaba, for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Temelo and the listeners.
Just to help us clarify what actually happened there, where residents were suddenly feeling duped. They thought, you know, you came, you celebrated and you left them, and they were really upset. But there was an explanation, wasn't there?
Yes, there was a very justifiable and reasonable explanation. On the 4th of February, there was a severe thunderstorm, which led to a power outage at the Klerksdorp water treatment works. And so that power outage affected the mini substation which supplies power to the Klerksdorp water treatment works. So there was no power at that treatment work. So what happened was that the Makhali said to procure a new mini substation, install and commission it. So that process took about 4 days or so.
Okay.
Because the thunderstorm was experienced on the 4th, and the new mini substation was replaced 4 days later on the 8th.
Okay.
But because of that downtime, and you know the system takes time to recover. You know, water is not like electricity. When there's a power outage, the next day or the next hour when power is restored, you just hit your switch. There's power. Water doesn't work like that. It takes time for the system to recover. So during that downtime, then there was turbidity and there was sediment, and that's why the people complained about water that was not clean. And so numerous tests had to be conducted and samples were taken. And ultimately, on Friday, the test results came out with a thumbs up saying water is now safe for drinking.
I mean, it's a plausible explanation. Obviously, the question then is, why didn't you communicate this effectively from the very 4th of February?
You are quite correct, Kimelo. That's one of the things that were clarified during the meeting between the executive mayor of Tshwane, the deputy minister for water and sanitation, as well as the Makhali board on Friday. Those discussions centered around improving communication, and that there should be proper coordination between the three entities, the National Department of Water and Sanitation, Tshwane, and Makhali. And there must be timely communication to the residents, to the public. So it's a gap that was identified, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here. The three entities are involved, and they recognize that there was a gap, which gap now has been plugged, and there will be timeous communication to the public as and when there are challenges.
So
with water supply.
Yes. So clearly now you're back to having that water, moving and circulating again. Did you say the substation was brand new or was it just repaired?
The mini substation.
Yes.
A new one had to be procured. Yes.
Okay. So in other words, we're not likely to see another breakdown with the substation. It's brand new.
Well, we don't anticipate that, but
yes.
You know these things, Kimelo. I don't want to say something will happen and will not happen. If there's a severe thunderstorm with damages and infrastructure, there's nothing that you can't block it with your hands. You know, it's nature, force of nature. When it happens, it happens. But we don't anticipate that there will be problems.
Mm-hmm. All the tests have been conducted now. Are you satisfied with the quality of water right now?
Oh, absolutely, yes. we have learned lessons from what had happened with the cholera outbreak in that area.
Yes.
So that is why last week we issued a statement warning residents not to drink water as we are awaiting the final results of the samples that were taken to the laboratory. And those results came out on Thursday, and there were further tests on Friday, and the final test results confirmed that the water was now safe for drinking.
All right.
And we communicated that to the public or to the affected residents.
Sure. Appreciate your call, City of Tshwane spokesperson Selby Bukaba, just giving us an update on some of your concerns, particularly in Hammanskraal, where many of you were complaining about the quality of water. So, of course, there was an explanation. Yes, the city says they themselves, amongst themselves with the Department of Water and Sanitation, Mohali's water as well, will communicate better so that next time you get a better sense of what exactly is going on. So far, as we speak, the water quality is up to scratch, up to standard. You can drink it. It doesn't mean that you cannot complain. If there are issues that you find need to be raised, please go ahead and do that. And I'm sure the relevant authorities will get to it as soon as possible.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.